Welcome to the Anabu AI blog, in audio. Today's article is one that might make a few business owners sit up a bit straighter.
Which usually means it's worth the time.
The piece is called OpenAI's Super App and Anthropic's $14 billion revenue signal the end of tactical AI by Brett Allegre Wood on the Anabu AI blog. The core argument? The gap between what AI can do for your business and what most businesses are actually doing with it has never been wider.
And Brett isn't just making a general observation. He's pointing at specific things happening right now in the market.
Three big signals. The first is OpenAI's Super App. They're merging ChatGPT, their Codex coding assistant, and an AI-powered browser into a single desktop environment. The goal isn't a faster way to write emails. It's to become the central nervous system of the workday. Something that anticipates what you need and handles low-value work, so you can stay at the strategic level.
That's a big ambition. Most people I talk to are still using ChatGPT like a smarter search engine.
Which is exactly the problem. The second signal is Anthropic's revenue. They've hit a $14 billion annual revenue run rate.
That's not coming from individuals on free accounts.
No, it's enterprises, the biggest companies in the world writing serious checks. Brett's point is they aren't buying AI because it's fashionable. They've decided it's the future of their competitive position. The real value isn't novelty. It's solving complex business problems at scale in a way that's reliable, secure, and auditable.
So the money is following strategy, not hype.
Exactly. And the third signal is almost embarrassing. Google had to introduce a Discover tab for Gemini, built specifically to teach people how to use the product they already had access to. The capability was there, and most users had no idea what to do with it.
I mean, that happens with a lot of software. People use a fraction of what's available.
True, but Brett frames it as a business problem, not a user problem. If your team isn't AI literate, not just as users, but as strategic thinkers, you're not getting a return on your investment. He uses the image of owning a Formula One car and never leaving first gear.
That's a good image. So what does it actually look like when an organization gets this right?
NAB is the example. National Australia Bank has built what they call a customer brain, not one AI model, a network of 3,500 models working together across 90% of the bank.
3,500 models.
Right. And the outputs Brett describes are concrete. Identifying a customer who's a true risk and proactively offering them a better deal. Recognizing when someone is saving for a property and offering a mortgage at the right moment. The whole organization shifts from reactive customer service to proactive relationship management at scale.
That's not AI making individual tasks faster. That's AI augmenting the whole way a business operates.
Which is exactly the distinction Brett draws between tactical and strategic AI. Tactical, summarizing emails, generating copy, automating one workflow, marginal time saving. Strategic, rebuilding processes around AI, integrating across the customer journey, creating systems that learn from data. That's where the compounding advantage comes from.
And NAB didn't bolt AI onto existing processes. They rebuilt around it.
That's the line from the article, yes. And it's the shift that separates the leaders from the rest.
Okay, but if you're running a 50-person business, you're not NAB. Where do you actually start?
What gives four steps? First is an audit. Write down every way your team uses AI right now and honestly categorize each one. Is this tactical or strategic? Is it making a task faster, or is it improving a decision, opening a new capability, adding revenue? That exercise alone would be revealing for most businesses. Then pick one high-value use case, not an AI strategy for the whole business. One problem, maybe customer churn, maybe response times, maybe a costly process, where solving it will have measurable impact. That's your starting point. And the team's ability to use AI matters as much as the tools themselves. Brett's direct on that. One-off training sessions aren't enough. It needs to be a continuous practice. And the last point is about ownership. You cannot delegate AI strategy to the IT department. The questions aren't technical. They're about your biggest challenges, your biggest opportunities, and how AI addresses them in a way that builds something durable.
My one thing for this week, do the audit. List every AI use case in the business and be honest about how many are actually strategic.
Save you. That list tells you exactly where to start. Read the full article at anabu.ai, and if you want this working inside your own business, there's a free AI audit you can book there too.
Worth doing.
It is. Thanks for listening. See you next time.